From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's time to hear from some of you.
First off, Silas Pencil of Flagstaff, Arizona, pointed out that we missed a detail about his state. We reported that of the states that were required to pass budgets by July 1st, only two, Pennsylvania and Connecticut, had not yet done so. And Mr. Pencil adds, Arizona also has not passed a budget.
We continue to get a lot of mail about our new series on high school football, Friday Night Lives. Last Friday, we heard from our reporter Mike Pesca about the grueling schedule of two-a-day practices in the August heat in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Hey, Didn't I just do that? Then what the hell are you doing? Head up!
Well, that didn't sound so great to Kurt Nesid of Athens, Georgia. He writes, back in the day, longer ago than I care to admit, August football practice was hot and tiring, but it was also fun. I did not hear any of the players in Mike Pesca's report say they were having fun. Has high school football become so important that it's no longer really just a game? If so, how sad.
We also heard from Linda Combs of Anchorage, Alaska. She writes, I think your football series is great, but now that you talked about all these boys who go on and get scholarships to play college ball, I think you should highlight the other side, which is the disappointment of working at the sport and having talent, only to get overlooked for your size when it comes time for college. Combs goes on to highlight the varsity sport of sprint football, which follows the same rules as regular football, but you have to weigh 172 pounds or less to play.
Finally, to our story of tree damage in Central Park after a windstorm last week. NPR's Margot Adler told a personal story about her sadness at seeing the destruction as someone who's lived for decades just across from the park.
Mike Ward of Arlington, Texas writes, I can sympathize with Margot Adler in the loss of her favorite trees. However, he goes on to say, I was reminded of the famous New Yorker cover depicting the view of the U.S. from the perspective of a New Yorker. Every year, nearly 1,000 tornadoes touch down outside of New York City, many with great destruction and some with loss of life. Also last week, Mr. Ward says, a tornado in Illinois damaged 10 buildings and devastated the members of two churches when their sanctuaries were destroyed. But NPR deems trees in Central Park to be more newsworthy. I wonder why anyone would consider NPR to be elitist.
Well, let us know what you think about our stories. You can write us by going to thenewnpr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.